They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open.
Ooh.
Oh no.
Ooh.
Oh bum bum.
Bum, 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 bum.
Let's get quizzical, quizzical, gotta get quizzical.
Let's get the quizzical, can you make my body talk?
That went even better than rehearsal.
That's a new theme song. You heard it here first.
Imagine if we had rehearsal. Oh, we do. We always rehearse.
Oh, choir practice. That's what it would be. It would just be us singing away.
I would love that. Did you ever... you remember the man choir?
No.
There was two iterations of the man choir. There was a Melbourne man choir and a Sydney man choir. And I had mates in both of them. And they were just men who would meet at pubs and then sing.
Amazing.
It was excellent.
It is top 10. I was in the choir in primary school.
So was I.
And I fainted in choir practice one day.
You fainted?
Yeah. Went backwards.
It's a real contact sport, choirs, yeah. In New Zealand.
Oh, the adrenaline was pumping.
Because you said choir, but then I know you're from New Zealand, so actually you were just doing the haka.
Yeah. I was in that class as well, actually. That was great fun. Like the Māori culture class.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did a haka?
Did many haka.
There's a lot of different haka, isn't there?
A lot of different hakas, yeah. This is shitting with the door open. I said it, not you.
Whoa, it is not. It's the Giggle Boys. The Giggle Boys are in the same room too.
I know.
I'm down in Melbourne town.
And it's fantastic.
I have my show tonight. You might even hear this on the day that I'm doing my show.
Yeah, that's right. Because now we're recording on Friday the...
What is it? It's the 17th.
The 17th.
Of May.
We're releasing today. And the podcast from now on will come out on Fridays.
Yes.
So
that's what we're telling ourselves. Except for the odd occasion where it'll come out on Saturday.
Possibly Sunday. But at some point during the week, you may or may not get a podcast.
The reason we're moving it to Fridays is because we've really enjoyed doing ABC's Friday News Quiz.
I'm loving it.
And so we're like, well, let's just wait for the news quiz to come out. Do the quiz, release the podcast,
yep.
Bada bing.
You came down last night. And it was the best night of my life.
Wasn't it?
It was.
Was the greatest night.
So good. You came in, I picked you up from the airport, came home, marinated some meats, smoked some meats.
Yep.
Watched Top Gun Maverick.
Then we ate some food.
And then we...
We had, like, I would say probably a 10 out of 10 cliched middle-aged man date.
100%.
It was so good. We were setting fires. Right? And like you said, you had beautifully marinated chicken and these patties that were just perfect. Cooked all that up, had tacos, and then tried to choose a movie.
Yeah.
And our first choice was, of course, the great documentary, Armageddon.
A documentary.
It is a documentary about when Bruce Willis saved the Earth.
But I couldn't get it to go for whatever reason, and the documentary wouldn't go either.
Yeah.
So then we went to Top Gun Maverick, and it was the perfect choice.
Oh, my God, what an absolute perfect film.
Oh.
Like, I reckon the phrase, they've nailed this, each of us said about a dozen times each during that.
Like,
they've nailed this.
Non-stop.
That's perfect.
Oh, that.
What a way to bring Val Kilmer in.
Yep.
Or what a way to show Goose and then Rooster.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the film, get amongst it.
Fucking Hangman at the end. Oh, who's this cocky cunt?
God.
And at the end, he comes through and he's super cocky. You're like, you haven't learned a thing. I love it.
It's one of the true greats.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very homoerotic as well. Like the first one.
Like the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a lot more homoerotic because we didn't have our pants on. I mean, I think we were making it.
I literally had to take my pants off because I spilt beer in my pants twice in quick succession. Then we did some washing. Now,
the perfect night.
It was the perfect night. Let's see. I'm just trying to find if the news quiz must have popped up by now. It's just not immediately available on my app. How dare you? Quiz.
Yeah, so we're raw dogging it today. We're straight in. We're fresh.
Hey, what? There is no new... What? What's happened? Stop fucking around.
Can we just talk before we start the quiz about how you did a shit in my toilet about 3 or 4 hours ago?
Mm-hmm.
And... I walked by that door before and I had to shut the door. It's still...
I told you, you need to napalm that room. And also, I a little bit blame you. You fed me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's and I'll tell you what, it's a joke I've done about a thing that my lovely lady wife Hannah said to me, that chili is the only thing that your mouth and your butthole can taste. And I lived that joke a few hours ago. All right. Okay.
Okay, here we go. ABC New Quiz on the 17th of May.
That's correct.
2024.
Fresh off the press.
I went to write down a date the other day. Wrote down 19.
Did you?
Yeah.
I started writing like... That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. And I had to like go, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's very discombobulating too, the 19s into the 20s, because it just feels like... I know heaps of people say this, but it just feels like 1999, that was just only a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Whoops.
Whoopsie-doos.
We got old and didn't grow up. Question one.
Both those things are true.
Stunning auroras were seen around the world on the weekend. Ooh. What was the event that caused them? You would have seen this. There were some excellent photos out of Tasmania. Some really wonderful shots around Hobart. And there was all sorts of...
Well, I've only just logged back into Insta.
Well, this was just on the news.
So,
but I can't remember what caused it. The four options are, what does cause auroras or the ones that happened over the weekend? Solar flares, a geomagnetic storm, geothermal winds, a solar eclipse. I think geothermal winds.
What was the second one?
Geomagnetic storm.
I like the sound of
that.
So
do I.
I like it sounds cool.
And what's a solar flare?
Isn't that what the sun does, like a huge kind of...
Yeah.
That sounds cool too. I'm going to go geomagnetic storm because it sounds...
I'm
going to
lock
rad.
Yours in, but I said, for the record, a geothermal winds.
Great.
No, I didn't. I said geomagnetic storm.
Is that what it
Which
was?
Which is correct.
Hey.
Well done. We are one for one.
One for one. That's it. Let's call it 100%.
The phenomenon known as Aurora Australis in the southern hemisphere and the Borealis in the northern hemisphere.
I was hoping the question was going to be, what is it in the northern hemisphere?
Be like, now, this is the explanation of the answer.
Oh, great.
Was triggered by the first extreme geomagnetic storm in 20 years, which was the result of 4 coronal mass injections.
I know what all that means.
Well, we don't all know what a coronal mass injection is.
Oh, that always causes a storm.
Well, I can see different coloured lights. Question two. The federal budget, which was a real disappointment to everyone, except Gina Reinhart, who got an extra billion. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing. The federal budget was handed down this week, promising an energy bill rebate for every household. How much is it worth? For every household, Wade, every household in Australia got this rebate. Every.
Yes.
Every.
I know how
much it is. If you are on welfare payments as a single mother... And if you're Gina Reinhart, you got this.
You all got this.
Motherfuckers. How tone deaf and dumb do you have to be? But was it 150, 200, 300, 600?
300.
Yeah, and it turns out that that 300 with indexation is not actually the 300 that the poorest of our society gets. They will not get the full 300. So the opposite of the way it should be means tested has happened.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? Or just completely believable.
Very, unfortunately,
oh
too believable.
Oh, my God.
The way they do
what a punish
these
at
tax
the moment.
Cuts and the way they do these rebates is, yeah, you give the people with the most money the least amount
That's
back.
Correct. Actually, you take more from them. And the people with the least money...
You give more to.
You give more to.
That's how it works.
That's...
How it should work.
How it should work.
Yeah.
God damn it. Among other measures aimed at cost of living relief, the government announced every household receive a $300 rebate on their electricity bills throughout the year, starting July 1. 1 million small businesses will get a rebate of $325. There you go. God damn it. Question three.
It feels like a gesture.
It is a gesture.
Rather than like, this isn't like meaningful. Like, for some households, that will absolutely be meaningful.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. But it's election winning kind of strategies. That's all it is. It's not forward thinking. It's not long term plans.
No, it's like,
not a 100-year plan.
Can you
for
like
country.
Me, please?
Yeah, it's like, look what we did. We gave you $300.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Cool. My bills have gone up by 2,500.
Yeah.
Question three. A plane made an emergency landing at Newcastle Airport after its landing gear failed. How long did it circle above before it touched down? God damn it, I knew I should have opened this article. I thought I'd got all the news I needed. Did it circle for half an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, or 6 hours? Look, the picture is of a quite small plane.
So 30 minutes, 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. I'm going to say 2 hours if it's a small plane.
It's a long time to be circling.
It's a long time to be circling.
I mean, 4 and 6, it's huge amounts.
With no landing gear? I reckon surely they'd be able to solve that problem.
Well, they didn't. They landed without their landing gear.
No, what I mean is like clear the runway.
Yeah, yeah, get everything in
get
place.
Get everything in place. Well within like 4 to 6 hours. If it's a small plane.
We could do it in half an hour. Oh. If someone called me right now and said my landing gear's not coming, it's cool, I'll get the hose. You land on Moreland.
What would do? I thought you meant get the hose and the dishwashing liquid and put it on the road to make it nice and slippery.
That's exactly what I said. See, we're the Giggle Boys. We can solve this emergency.
And it comes down and just whoosh.
You're saying 2.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 4.
Okay.
Because it's Newcastle Airport. They might have had to get things in that weren't there. Oi, 4 it is.
Yay, great.
The pilot reported the plane's landing gear had failed just before 10 a.m. and circled above for 4 hours before it made the landing at 12:18. Wow.
That is a long time to be on that plane. If you've got like a kid or something.
Yeah,
circle,
totally.
Circle, circle, circle. You've run out of snacks.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then like the pressure starts to set in. If you've got the slightest fear of flying
and you're
on that plane, you'd be like, whoa.
And you're 4 hours. Question four. The Australian government said it was investigating a large-scale ransomware data breach at a commercial organisation. Which one was it? My God, they're going to get my money somehow. They're just going to... Like, it's coming thick and fast, these kinds of frauds.
Yep.
Ooh!
Eventually, it's not like if I will get got. It's when I will get got.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I have recently just started using, like... super strong passwords. I'd always put my own in, but now it's just like, no. I just use the... But eventually that'll get fucking hacked.
Yes.
Like the password managers.
Man, the only person that can't figure out the password is me.
And I had the same... For years, I had the same password for everything.
You've been asking for the password for our Instagram account, and it fills me with anxiety every time you bring it up. I'm like, oh God, how am I going to figure that out? Oh God, I'll ignore it. He'll ask again in a month.
It's because you've already lost one, which is fair. Like, we've already been locked
is
out
it
of
fair?
One.
Is it fair?
And now we're going to get locked out of a second.
So it was the data breach of... And I believe all four of these have had a data breach that's been very well documented. Was it Qantas, Medibank, Medisecure or Optus? And within the last week, said it was investigating a large-scale ransomware data breach at a commercial organisation.
So Medisecure? Because I feel like Medibank and Optus have had
just had a recent one.
Have had them in the past. So recently...
I do know there was something about Qantas and freaking flyer numbers.
Oh, maybe it's Qantas. All right.
Split it between Medisecure and Qantas.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. We're the Giggle Boys and we can answer the questions the way I'm going to go. Medisecure.
Yes, we did.
Bang.
Yes.
The ABC confirmed an e-script provider, Medisecure, was the health organization at the center of a large-scale ransomware data breach. Oh, man.
Like, how many like scam messages do you get, though? Like, constant. I wake up in the morning.
All day long.
It's like non-stop.
All day long.
I'm like, block. And now like, if it's an unknown number, I'll just leave it.
Yeah, same.
And if you don't leave a voicemail, then you're on the block list.
I would say each day across all of the different ways, I would probably get about a dozen a day. So I will get, I'm constantly getting messages at the moment that my Facebook page is about to be taken down for breach of protocols.
Yeah.
I don't post on it. What?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I had like 2 the other day, like in the morning. It was from Coles saying that my like reward system card's about to run out. I'm like, what are you talking about? Come to Coles, stop. And they're like, okay. I'll click on this link.
Yeah, if you get sent a link, do not click on it.
Don't click on the link.
Don't click on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go and put it into Google and find the thing yourself rather than clicking on a link.
And if you get something you're like, you're unsure, call it. If you think like something comes from the bank or the TAC or the ATO or whatever it is, you get those kind of things, you're like, give them a call.
Yeah, they can get around that too.
Oh.
So there was one of the, this is a really weird, interesting fact.
No, I mean, don't call that number.
No.
Call the actual ATO or call your actual bank.
Yeah, but they hijack those numbers. So it's not exactly the ATO. You'd hope that that is more secure. I just spoke to the ATO.
I bet it isn't.
I just spoke to the ATO yesterday and there's quite a detailed process to get through, which I appreciate. I genuinely do.
I agree.
But this one, so the number one fraud on Facebook Marketplace is shipping containers. That's the number one.
Wow.
Fraud is shipping containers.
So people buying shipping containers
that
don't exist.
Yep. And these fraudsters, whatever they're called, had hijacked the number of a shipping container company. So, So you're buying a $3,000 shipping container and then it just never turns up. And so the advice from the experts was, if anyone's trying to sell you a shipping container, get them to hold a newspaper of the day and a specific thing like a cup of coffee in their left hand and get them to take that photo and send it to you.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, it's only a matter of time until the fraudsters get around that.
Of course, because they'll just AI generate it.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah.
Job done.
God damn it.
Like, it's inevitable. What a world we're living in.
Yeah.
You're getting...
And I'm not equipped for it.
No.
I'm just not.
I'm neither. I'm like, take me back to ancient Greece.
Yeah, please.
Please.
We'd be wearing togas. We'd be in charge.
Well, even if we weren't. Even if, like, you're just a couple of merchants.
We'd definitely be at the orgies.
Oh, what, just orgy for two?
Ali, what are you doing to the fondue? Well.
It's just a tavern where nobody else is allowed. Well, we're having our orgy. The giggle boys.
The people walk in, it's just us giggling, but bloated with cheese.
Oh. We're just in the market square, like doing this podcast. Just it's called a podcast. It's going to take off.
It's really going to take off.
What is it? It's just us, the giggle boys.
You can listen to it later.
I know. We're doing a we're doing a quiz about today's events.
All right, question five. Switzerland won the Eurovision 2024 grand final last weekend. Who were the runner-up countries in second and third?
Ooh.
I'm not going to know this. But we have five options and we have to choose two.
I watched it. So I'm hoping this comes through to my head.
Ireland, Croatia, the Netherlands, Ukraine, Italy.
So I have to choose two out of those?
Two of those that were second and third.
Croatia?
Yep.
And what was the... Say them again.
Ireland, the Netherlands, Ukraine, Italy.
I'm going to say Ukraine.
Submit. Bingo, bango.
Oh, we're ready to tango.
We got them. That is a... Holy crap, we've got a full run of the board at the moment. Well, favourite Croatia's Baby Lasagna came in second and Ukraine
very
was
close.
Third.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was so... Like, watching the whole thing was super fun. But watching, like, the voting system where they have, like, the public vote and then, like, the jury vote.
Yeah.
So the jury vote comes through and fucking Switzerland just fucking takes off.
Oh, right.
Like, most of the countries, like, they are fucking astronomically away. But then they kept, like, the hosts kept saying, oh, you wait till the fucking public vote. And I'm like, oh, this isn't going to be exciting. But then it was exciting. And watching, like, countries get nothing, it's like, oh. Like, oh, why would you give them something?
Give them a little vote.
Give them a little vote. And then when the public vote comes through, it just goes bang, 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 bang. It's very fun.
I used to watch it because
it is super fun to watch.
Because it's at the same time as the scheduled Melbourne Comedy Festival roadshow tour of the country. So
yes. We
would often finish a gig in some tiny little country town and race back to a motel and watch Eurovision in a motel party. It was really great.
It's just fun. Yeah. It's just super fun. And because the songs are all under 3 minutes.
So, are they?
Yeah, the songs have to be under three minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And the hosts... have to be under 40 and speak fluent English and French.
Do they?
That's what the host said on the TV.
All hosts? The hosts of... Not like our presenters, like
Joe Creasy. No, the actual host.
Right. They have to speak fluent English and French.
Yeah.
but fuck all the other languages that are represented in Europe. That's so good.
Surely just say you've got to speak two European languages.
Yeah.
Like any two, doesn't matter.
No, it's French and English. The Germans are like, come on. We were nearly in charge.
We're pretty cool.
Question six. Orcas sank another vessel off the European coast this week. I love this shit. The orcas are fighting back.
They've
Have you seen
enough.
How many times they're attacking ships? It's really great. It's the seventh time in 4 years.
No
that
way.
An orca has sunk a ship by attacking it.
They've had enough.
What is scientists' leading theory as to why? I have not read this article, but I have read other things, opinion pieces about it. And whether or not it was COVID time, all of the vessels stopped. Things weren't moving around as much. And this is just the theory.
Yeah.
That since the vessels have started going back out onto the ocean, the orcas are like, no, we really liked it when you weren't here.
Yeah. Can you fuck off,
Can
please?
You fuck off?
I love it like when you see like...
That is not an option for the answer, by the way.
I know. I love it when you see an article when it's like a shark isn't like, this is shark infested waters. Like, no, they're just waters.
It's
that's
water.
That's its home.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
they're not infested.
Right. That's where it lives, you fucking...
Yeah.
They're people infested waters.
Get out. is the reasons from scientists... Is it revenge?
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Number one.
Or... Peer pressure. Fuck, I hope it's like, that.
These are just getting better and better.
Or a social fad. Oh, you know what like the young orcas are like these days? They'll grow out of it. Or number four, they're just mean. The best question yet.
Terrific answers. I want it to be all of them. So revenge...
Peer pressure. A social fad. Or they're just mean.
Look, I reckon they're just mean, but I think the funniest is peer pressure.
Peer pressure is really funny. I feel like maybe it's a social fad.
Yeah, all right.
Like it's become this thing that one
did smart.
And they're like, what are you doing? Did you fucking hit that ship? I'm going to hit the ship.
We're allowed to?
Can we just bite a boat?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is rad ass.
So what are you going with?
I reckon they're just mean, but all right, let's put it in social fad.
Bang!
Social fad? Social the trend.
The origin of this new behavior has baffled scientists, though the leading theory suggests it's a social fad that began as a playful manifestation of the whale's curiosity. So they're not doing it because they're mean. They're doing it because they're like, oh yeah, my mate did it like a year ago.
That's a playful game.
Yeah.
And they're not looking at boats going, these motherfuckers. They're just like,
no.
Oh, it's a tipping machine.
We'll tip it over.
We'll tip it over.
It's like Orca TikTok. They're filming this shit for TikTok
it's
likes.
It's like chatter rings. Remember those chatter rings that came through?
No.
It was like a steel or metal ring.
Oh, yeah.
About the size of a dinner plate, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit smaller. It'll have like five nuts around it.
Oh, and you like
whack them. And you've got to try and get them.
Keep it going.
Or like devil sticks or yo-yos.
Yes, yes.
Or fire poise.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Yeah.
It's just.
Diablo.
Diablo.
Diablo for orcas.
Diablo for orcas. It's hacky sack for orcas. They're just playing hacky.
Oh, mate. Leonard's just decided that he's into hacky sack.
Great.
It's so great. We were playing hacky sack. He's making them. Of course he is.
Of course
he has
is.
Not bought them. He has crocheted the hacky sacks. Unbelievable. And we are. This was the best. We were playing it the other day in the park. Sort of, you know, it was night time, but it was early night, like 7:30. And we're just having a kick around. And this car pulls up over the car park. I kind of now in hindsight can see what happened. And this massive big Maldi guy gets out of the car and runs across on the phone talking to his friend. He goes, oh my God, man, I haven't hacky sacked in years. And I just kicked it to him. And then... Leonard kicked it, then he kicked it, and then he just yells into the phone, he goes, first round, hacky! And then just ran off.
The best.
It was so great. Anyway, we're like orcas.
Oh, man, but do you remember like playing hacky, and then you'd miss it, and then they would brand you? They'd throw it as hard as they could?
Of course I do. I grew up in country Queensland.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
Brandy. We just used to play that. You play Brandy?
No.
Oh, didn't you? Brandy was literally just throwing a ball at someone. And like it was like Tiggy, but you got hit by a ball. And so the easiest version of Brandy was with a tennis ball.
Yeah.
The next step up was a wet tennis ball.
Oh.
Because it holds more. And then, I'm not even lying, not making it up for the laughs, we played it with a cricket ball. And if you thought it really hurt and some kids got knocked out, you'd be absolutely correct. And it got banned multiple times.
It's like bull rush getting banned.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, my gosh.
That was an excellent question. Well done, ABC.
Well done.
Question 7. More on the scientists. Scientists have discovered a massive new planet located 1,200 light years away from Earth. It has a surprising quality. What is it? It is super fluffy.
Like, who comes up with these?
Who's written that? It has two rings. It is the heaviest planet discovered. It is covered in ice crystals. Well, look, it says it's surprising quality. I reckon ice crystals is a surprising quality because it means there's water present.
I think we can rule out rings. That's not surprising.
No, because we've got planets with rings.
Heaviest could be surprising.
Sure.
Super fluffy, very funny.
Very funny and surprising.
And
just to have a fluffy planet.
Yeah.
But it's got to be ice crystals.
It's got to be highest crystals or heaviest. So, yeah. All right, let's go ice crystals. Lock it in. Heaviest? Fluffy.
Yeah.
No, oh, it's the best answer.
Fuck. And we poo-pooed it immediately.
I know.
The scientists say the gas planet is as light and fluffy as fairy floss. They suspect it is made mostly from hydrogen and helium.
Fuck.
Excellent. Fairy floss planet exists.
Excellent. That's you really don't want right. to get them all right anyway, do you?
Don't no, you don't want to get them all right.
Fucking hell.
What we said, we had to get, what was it?
Eight.
It's got,
eight. Unless we get 7 and then that is the right one.
At the moment we've got 6. So what? 6 is also okay.
Whatever number we get is perfect.
And that's what you get. And it better be the same ones.
The exact same answers. If you get an answer right that we got wrong, stop listening.
Don't
actually,
write
no,
in.
Just listen, but on quiet. So you just can you can't really hear it, but you can just hear it.
Keep it playing.
Keep it playing.
When you finish playing it, play it again.
I want you to be like sitting there going, is that, I can't quite hear it. Don't turn it up. You don't deserve it.
Just thinking about the time that you said to me, we should stop telling people to stop listening to us.
Yeah, I think it was a fair call.
It really cracked me up. Okay, sorry everybody. Question 8.
And AB... I don't think people are waiting on the edge of their seats for these questions. You don't need to apologise. They're okay.
Oh, I know the answer to this. I read the article. An ABC investigation managed to have a dangerous material delivered to its door. What was it?
Say that again.
An ABC investigation managed. So what they're saying is the investigative journalism.
Oh, and they managed to get something.
And they managed to actually get this stuff.
Oh, great.
This dangerous stuff just delivered to their door. What was it? Was it C4 explosives? Was it vape juice? Was it nerve gas? Or was it nitrous oxide?
Oh, nerve gas, I guess. But if you know the answer, you type in
there. I know the answer. And if I can tell you that nitrous oxide is what's found in Nangs.
Yeah.
You know Nangs?
Yeah, I know Nangs. Mm. Yeah, like the... The cream thing.
You little cream things.
Yeah, we did that when we were teens.
It's Nangs.
That's what we did.
So there's, it's, obviously I was reading it because...
Wait, so they managed to get Nangs delivered?
Yeah, but like within an hour, they had an industrial amount of Nangs just delivered to the door. And what they're looking into is...
Is this from the dark web, I guess?
Nope, no, it was just from business.
Oh.
We could walk out right now, walk down the shops and get it. And there's no... So you've got to use it for whipped cream. And there's plenty of other applications for them as well in terms of food and that sort of stuff. But also people are just sucking them in. This fucking article I read, this girl became paralyzed from the overuse of Nangs. Can't move. And I read the article because I've got a fucking teenager.
Yep.
And teenagers, by the very nature of them, are risk takers. They want to take risks.
Yep.
So I want to know what the fuck is out there so that I can get on top of it. Start seeing Nangs around my house. Without any oversight of age or intended use, the ABC placed an order online for nitrous oxide gas canisters, known colloquially as Nangs. Despite the serious health concerns they pose, they can be ordered online from companies promising to deliver 24/7. That's not okay.
Okay.
You don't need Nangs at 1 a.m., do you?
That is clearly a business for...
Totally it is.
That is terrible. Terrible.
On to some lighter news. Donald Trump. Donald Trump's hush money trial continues in New York, which he's also just getting free advertising for his election campaign. Like, it's amazing.
All the people that love him
are loving him more.
Are loving him more. The people that hate him more.
Yeah.
And like I said before, if you're on the fence about Donald Trump, you're a fucking dickhead.
You're a dickhead. There's no fence sitting here.
Yeah.
Trial continues in New York, which witness this week said, "I regret doing things for him, but I should not have." So it's a witness who said, "I regret doing things for him that I should not have." Was it Stormy Daniels? Was it ex-lawyer Michael Cohen? Former aide Hop Hicks? Or Donald Trump Jr.? Definitely not Donald Trump Jr.
I don't think it's Donald Trump Jr. I'm going to say Michael Cohen.
I reckon it's either Michael Cohen or Hop Hicks because he... Because if I thought
Stormy Daniels had already been on...
Yeah, she was on for ages, and she never really did anything for him in terms of these. One of those two guys who paid the money.
Like, they're the fixers.
Yeah, and it's either former aide that paid the money.
Right, let's say Hop Hicks then. What do you reckon? Should we lock it in?
Yeah.
I mean, this is life or death stuff.
God damn it! It was Michael Cohen. I fucking knew it was too. I should have just gone with it.
Fuck. Fuck.
We're going to get this.
Well,
it's fine.
Just do a new... We'll just start the step over.
I know the answer to this. Oh, I don't. No, I don't. Oh. Novak Djokovic was hit on the head by a water bottle while signing autographs for spectators at the Italian Open. What did he wear next time he went out? I don't know. But I know... And by the way, anyone who's like, oh, what a sook. I think Novak's a bit of a dick. It wasn't a water bottle. It was a metal water bottle dropped at height on his skull.
Fuck.
It would have hurt like the billio.
Oh, man. What a great phrase, like the billio. But even if it's just like a water bottle, I don't throw water bottles at people.
Don't throw things at people.
I saw like a video concert. Like I wasn't, you know, like the music video concert thing of Faith No More. And somebody biffed a bottle of piss at like Mike Patton. And he picked it up and he just poured it on his head.
It was actual piss.
It was piss.
Yuckity yuck yuck.
Yuck.
Don't want to yuck your yum, but that's not for me.
That phrase is going around my house at the moment. Don't want to yuck your yum. And the other day, one of the girls goes, and you don't want to yum someone else's yuck either. I'm like, no, you don't.
That's true. It works both ways. So he wore something, and he does attempt to be funny.
Yes.
Novak. It's very serious. But did he wear an umbrella hat, an F1 helmet, a beanie, or a bike helmet? I hope it was an umbrella hat. That's funny.
An umbrella hat is funny. Let's type an umbrella hat because it's funny, but it could be a bike helmet.
It was just a bike helmet. So the correct way to answer this quiz is to get 7 out of 10 because that's what we got.
Perfect.
That is perfect.
That's the sweet spot, right?
Anything more than that. And you scored 1% better than average. We're still better than average.
1%.
Oh, that looks like it's 1% bigger than average.
It does look like it. It is not.
It's just a particularly humid day.
It's a public holiday.
Well, I hope you all learnt nothing.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, format. It's really good.
Super fun. Oh, yes. So this will come out today. I'll edit this right now.
Get stuffed. I've got a show to do. If you live in Melbourne, I've got 10 tickets.
Amazing.
There's 10 tickets left.
Very exciting.
My room only costs. It's great to be here, buddy. See ya.
Dads.